Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hey there, thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of The Chalene Show. Do you ever have one of those days where you feel like you were sitting most of the day, yet somehow at the end of the day, you're completely exhausted? Well, there's a reason why. And today, more than ever, we are pulled in so many different directions, and all of these demands on our time and attention, well, they take energy from us. It requires energy to respond to these things. Even to not respond actually requires energy, whether it's a text message or commenting to someone in social media or changing the channel or deciding what it is you want to focus on, what it is you need to do. Each and every one of those decisions requires energy, and then completing it in the action and behaviors associated with the things you have to do every day, that takes energy too. Now, I have been blessed to be able to interview some really successful people. I always use that opportunity to learn as much as I can about how they manage their energy. And I've learned so much, and I've applied many of these practices to my own life. And oh my gosh, it has helped so much. Like, you know, when I think of energy, I think of being tired or not tired. I think that's what most people think of. But for me, I know my energy is depleted when I have a headache. Or I'm just tired of people, like I'm annoyed. That's how I know my energy is on empty. And those lessons, the things I've learned from the people I've interviewed, had a profound effect on my life. And I want to share them with you. In fact, recently I shared them at a live event. So I do live events. One of those events is called the Marketing Impact Academy. This year, knowing that the people who are there want more from their life, they want to do more, but they don't want to be more tired. They want to be able to enjoy life. Like that's part of the reason why they're there, is to make an impact. That's why it was really important for me to share this message with them. And then after the event, I just heard from so many people saying, like, you know, I learned a lot about marketing, but I have to tell you what made the most profound impact on how my life will be different this year is what you shared about managing your energy. So today on The Chalene Show, I'm going to share that message live from the Marketing Impact Academy with you. Obviously, you'll hear crowd noise, and this is being recorded from the stage, so the audio is a little different, but you will definitely take away, I hope, and I know you're going to take away some great practices that you can apply to your life immediately to feel more energized. Successful people have one thing in common. They know how to manage their energy. A survey by Forbes.com of millionaires and billionaire CEOs asked them what one thing they believe has the greatest impact in terms of a habit. 76% of them said exercise. 76% of them exercise daily, or at least try to. And that is because they know how to manage their energy. It's not because they're trying to squeeze their butt muscles and pose on Instagram. It's not why they're doing it. They do it because they know they need to manage their energy. That's why I exercise, and it's my goal to do it every single day, is because I know how valuable my energy is. And it's depleted when I don't exercise, and it's magnified and intensified when I do exercise. Write down some notes on things that you can do to better improve your physical energy. Okay? We're going to talk about that. But I want you to write these things down. But it's not just physical energy, mental energy. Okay? Your brain uses glucose to make every decision. To take the lid off of your pen is a decision. What color shoes you're going to wear with your outfit is a decision. Which logo you like better out of the 30 choices you have is a decision. When you're driving in your car and the light changes green, that's a decision to go. At the same time, the DJ just came on and interrupted your music. Now you have to make a decision to change the station or change it. Now that your phone is making a ding and a notification all at the same time and you're late, now you have to make a decision. And now you're late and there's an urgent phone call coming in and you don't know whether to pick up that call or to let somebody know you're going to be late. That's a decision. And all of these things, all of these decisions, there are more of them today than there ever was for our brains to deal with in our history. We have evolved technologically, but not biologically. We haven't evolved to have to sort out and cope with this many decisions. That's why you feel tired, mentally drained. Have you ever had one of those days where you're like, I sat on my ass all day, but I had so many difficult decisions to make and so much I had to focus so hard that I'm so tired, I just need to go to bed. Like your brain hurts. Successful people understand how to manage their mental energy. I just interviewed about 10 very successful entrepreneurs in a variety of businesses, and I asked them specifically what they do to harness their energy. And it was really interesting how much commonality all these people have. And most of them said, I know this is going to sound really strange, but this is what I do. It is strange because most people allow others to rob them of their mental energy. It might be strange, it might feel a little awkward, but it will help you to feel mentally full. Don't you want to feel mentally charged, mentally able, mentally capable, mentally sharp, undistracted? So there are behaviors that support your mental energy, and there are behaviors that take from your mental energy. Distractions. Those are the things we have to remove. Every single distraction depletes your mental energy. Notifications on your phone, extra music, extra people, extra decisions, extra steps. That's why I always say, you know, if you want to make fewer decisions, you need more habits. So it's not even a decision, you're just doing it. You need your house to be organized. It is emptying your brain that your closet is such a mess. I'm telling you, it is. It's hurting your success. Because the room that you need to spend the most time in is completely cluttered and a disaster. And you can't even think about it, and you organize a little stack of papers and then this over there, and you're trying to work, but all you can see is this giant pile of laundry that's sitting on the couch. And all of these things are emptying your brain, and that's why you cry when you shouldn't be crying. What are you crying about? Because you're mentally exhausted. So you've got to remove what things just came to mind for you that are true distractions, mental distractions. Take the apps off your phone that are distracting you. Move them to the back pages. Turn your notifications off. Make the home screen of your phone prioritized so that you're seeing your to-do list or your podcast app. Harness the things and take control of the things that demand your attention. That's how you manage your mental energy. While you're sitting here and taking notes, make sure your phone is turned off. Because just the mere fact that it's there will have you every couple of minutes flipping it over to see if you've got a text. I mean, unless there's something going on in your life right now, and I'm not saying this facetiously, if there's something going on in your life right now where you would need to know that there's an emergency. Otherwise, if it can wait an hour, just turn your phone off for you. And I'm telling you, you need to be more dogmatic about how you manage your mental energy. So I have spent the last 2 days near like a monk in silence. I know what I need to really charge up my mental energy. I need to be by myself, and I need to work in chunks of about 45 minutes and then take about a 10-minute break to do something creative and fun and outside of what I was just working on. But I can't have anyone talking to me, no music, no sound, no conversations, and I just have to make that work. Now, it's taken me many years to figure that out. It's also really distracting for me to hear off in the distance that someone has a problem, because then I want to go get my cape on, and it's much more fun to deal with somebody else's problem than deal with my own. Or it's much more fun to procrastinate because it feels so righteous to be helping somebody else who's dealing with something, right? So I purposely stop having conversations with strangers, or, you know, the people that you reach out to, you're like, how are things going? And you really are, you're like, do you have a problem I can solve? Right? Like, when I really need to charge my energy, I make sure that I don't do those things that I personally know are a distraction for me. Is it shopping for you? Is it Facebook for you? Where are your distractions? So write down a few notes of things that are distractions, because they're zapping your mental energy. Thanks for allowing me to interrupt for just a moment. This is really important, or I wouldn't take the time to bring this to your attention. But we're talking about energy, and energy is important to you. Gosh, so many people have low energy because they're putting low quality food in their bodies, and they don't know. They don't know the impact of these fake foods and their environment and all of their habits, how that affects your physical energy. So I just feel like this is the right moment to mention to you, if your energy is a physical energy, like no matter what you do to try to improve your energy, you still feel like something's not quite right. You don't have the energy you once did. There is a very high likelihood it's because of what you're eating and how you're eating. Even if you think you're eating perfectly clean, as I did, you just don't know until you learn more about how your metabolism works and how you, as an individual in your history, how all of that is impacted by the food choices that you make every single day. And that's what the 1-3-1 method is all about. So I'll let you get back to the program in just a moment, but I want to mention that if you don't know exactly how your food is impacting you, listen, you know that every part of your life improves when your health improves from the inside out. And I want to be the person to help you do that. So I invite you to learn more about the 1-3-1 method. You can do so by going to 1-3-1-movement.com. That's a special link I've created just for my podcast listeners. So again, it's 1-3-1-movement.com. All right, thanks for listening. Back to your live recording. Spiritual energy. Spiritual energy is something that's really, really important. Your spiritual energy is how you feel connected outside yourself. And we're not necessarily talking about religion, but that might be for you, your faith. But if you just feel like you exist and you don't feel connected to anyone or anything, that drains your energy. People who feel connected, a part of, have more energy. So when you think about your spiritual connection, how does it feel? What do you need to do to protect it, to improve it? What people do you need to align yourself with because you believe in their beliefs and they lift you higher? You feel elevated when you're with them. You feel energized when you're with them. Do you have a group of friends or maybe a mastermind that you can come in contact with, and when you do, you feel recharged? Like, it's amazingly positive, and you feel that, whether it's maybe here or when you're going to a conference or a special group of friends or, you know, someone that you work with. How many of you have that? Someone or a group that makes you feel charged? And maybe it's at church. Not enough hands went up, and I don't know if your arms are tired, but everyone... then this is an area where you can really focus on improving your overall energy, because what we are in terms of energy isn't just spiritual or mental or physical. It's all of these things. And the final one is emotional energy. Okay, this one's important, because your emotional energy can either accelerate you or stop you in your tracks. I believe mine accelerates me because it's emotional for me. And it fuels me. You know what it does? It gives me energy. Because I feel emotional when I think about the possibilities for people. I get emotional, and it's my why. Your why is emotional energy. So when you think about that thing that makes you work a little harder, make sacrifices, care a little deeper, learn a little more, stay up a little later, get up a little earlier, your why... you have an emotional connection to your why, am I right? Now, negative emotion can be debilitating. And negative emotion is that feeling that comes up that stops you. I shouldn't do this. And that's really tied to negative beliefs. But it's this feeling like it's going to be bad. When people make a lot of money, they have a lot of problems. And then they get divorced. And then their kids end up on drugs. And then the kids end up in jail. And your whole world falls apart when you make more money. And that's upsetting to me, and it's emotional to me. And you're having this little conversation in the back of your head, your unconscious mind. But what happens is that emotion stops you, and you don't know what it is, but it shows itself, or it feels like fear. Fear is emotional energy. Fear is emotional energy. We want to learn to manage our energy so that we feel emotional energy, but it's the kind that propels us forward. And I want to return to physical energy. Physical energy starts this whole process. How you sit in your chair, how you respond to people, your body language. The people that you will attract into your life, the opportunities that you have and the impressions that you make are really primarily based on your physical energy. Physical energy can change the energy of the room. One person can walk in the room and you can be, right? You got a group of 10 people, everybody's vibing, it's all good. One person walks in and you're like, wah, wah. Even if they're smiling. See, they think that they're hiding it, but we can feel it, right? So physical energy is really, really important. And energy begets energy. So when people ask me, how do you have so much energy? I say, by using energy. That's how I get energy, by using energy. How do you have the energy to exercise? By exercising. How do you have the, by having energy. So if you start acting energetically, guess what you'll get? Energy. But if you have your shoulders slumped and you've got this deadpan face, as a speaker, I can tell you I'm immediately drawn to the people in the audience who have energy, watching and listening. And I will see the same faces all 3 days because I feel your energy and I will look for your face and I will find it and then I will move towards you because you have a physical energy. And speakers are usually people who like to network and connect with other positive people. And so do you see how this happens, right? And so do you see how so many of the things that you want to have happen in your life really start with just a physical energy? Because we don't know anything about each other other than what we see. So your physical energy needs to change. You need to pull your shoulders back. You need to sit with energy. You need to exercise more. You need to walk with energy, with your shoulders back. You need to convey energy because it will, your body, when you start acting energetically, your brain will follow. If you've ever called in sick to work before, hands up if you've ever called in sick to work before, and you know how you like, you start to prepare for the role. Hey. No, I just, I don't feel, yeah, I know, it started yesterday, you heard me start coughing. Just feel so, yeah, just really, I think I'm gonna stay in bed today. Okay, all right, no thanks, thank you, bye-bye. And then you had big plans, which is why you called in sick, but you're like, am I sick? Because you start to believe it. It's true for all things. Like you say you've got a shitty marriage, guess what you have? You say your business, your company sucks, guess what your company does? It sucks. You start saying this is so hard, this is so, so many bad things happen to me, bad luck, bad luck, bad luck, guess what you're gonna get? More of it, right? So it's we draw that to us. You can call it laws of attraction, you can call it, you know, a vibration, an energy that we feel in the universe, whatever you wanna call it, it is very true that we draw that to us, which we put out. So if you put out to the world that I am uninterested to be here, that I'm tired, I'm not that interested in this information, I'm just sitting here, not much is gonna come to you. But if you lean forward, if you lean in, if you sit up with your shoulders down away from your ears, and you're eager to meet new people and understand their story, amazing things can happen, especially if you expect them to happen. Physical energy starts the moment you wake up. It's when you look in the mirror. It's when you're by yourself. Even when you're by yourself, don't you need energy? Yeah, someone said to me the other day, I said, you know, I think if you just practice smiling like all the time, just never stop smiling. And she said, well, isn't that fake? And I said, what makes it fake? She goes, I don't know, to like force a smile. And I said, well, are you pissed off? And she said, no. And I said, well, then you're faking it right most of the time because you have this pissed off look on your face. So if you're really happy, then you should smile instead of faking it with that pissed off face. A lot of my closest, dearest friends are people who I met when Brett and I started our business, Powder Blue Productions, and we would recruit people from all over the country to audition to become master trainers for us. And this is a business that we started in 1996 together, or 97. We would find fitness instructors from all over different parts of the United States, and then they would come in and audition as a group, like maybe 50 men and women, a lot more women, but they would come and they would audition, and we would pick like maybe 10 after the course of the weekend. But we would train them for like 3 days on everything, public speaking, teaching, kinesiology, how to run events, etc., form and technique. And we usually knew by day one who we were going to pick, you know, just by the way they sat and took notes. And most of them are sitting at a table here as my best friends and people I've stayed in contact my whole life. And I, you know, plan to have, like, if a plastic surgery goes wrong and I die, one of them will, just kidding. One of them will come and give me a really nice eulogy. But, so, where'd that come from? I think it's because I know that would be funny to them, so that's why I told that joke. But my point is, I don't know these women, and I'm immediately drawn to their energy, and I don't know anything about them other than how they're sitting. Little things matter. Little things make big differences. Your physical energy makes a big difference. So you have to notice that about yourself. And everybody's different. That's okay. But you need to know you and then be fiercely defensive of protecting your mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical energy. When you're going through a tough time, you need to exercise. When you're building your business, you need to exercise. When you're having pain in one of your most important relationships, you need to exercise. Because it starts there, and that gives you mental energy. Without that mental energy, it's really difficult to feel connected to people in a spiritual way. And the last line of resort is emotional energy. I'd like you to think of it as it's like your reserve tank. When you're out of emotional energy, you're out of everything. If you don't have emotion for what you're doing, it's time. You either have to find a way to get it back or recognize that you don't have any emotion for this thing, this passion. And I think so oftentimes people set a goal or they identify with this vision and they've told so many people about it, this vision they have for themselves, and now you don't even feel emotionally connected to it anymore. But you don't want to give up on it because you feel like that's quitting, but you have no emotion behind it. The why is gone, which depletes your spiritual energy, which depletes your mental energy, which depletes your physical energy. And now you're wondering why. You're like, guy, I was exercising all the time, and right now I just don't feel like even picking up the phone because you've depleted all those other energy sources. I ask you to think of all four quadrants of your energy as equally important and to figure out what area you perhaps need to spend more time on.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that live recording from the Marketing Impact Academy. And I hope that at some point I get to meet you at one of my live events. To learn more about my live events, please go to my website, ShaleenJohnson.com. And also, I just want to remind everyone that we've got the same 24 hours in the day. You know, I'm no busier than you are. But if your goal is to live a happier, healthier, fuller life, you've got to learn to manage, not the time, you've got to learn to manage yourself. And that means managing your energy. When we better manage our energy, we're better able to be present and enjoy our life. You deserve a life that's peaceful, that's balanced, that's happy, where you've got tons of energy, the energy that you need, the energy that's on demand when you need it. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. It means the world to me. I love you. I love hearing from you. So don't forget to reach out to me. Let me know what you thought about this episode. Do so by, you know, whatever is your favorite social media platform. Send me a message there. Let me know that you listened to this episode and what you thought of it. And as always, I appreciate in advance anyone who is kind enough to take the time to write a review. That is the ultimate gift. I appreciate you very much for that. I love spending this time with you. And I think you already know this, but I'm going to say it anyways. You are thebomb.com. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.